Welcome everybody to this video weather briefing produced by your National Weather Service in Brownsville, Texas. I'm Morning Coordination Meteorologist Jesse Haro, and on this video today we'll be summarizing some weather events that occurred on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day across the Rio Grande Valley.
And I'm Science Officer Kurt Van Spybrook. I'll be walking you through the meteorological aspects of this historic winter weather event in Brownsville, Texas.
And of course, historic is definitely the word to use with this particular weather event. We had measurable snow across the Rio Grande Valley for the first time in 109 years and had the first ever recorded White Christmas across the Rio Grande Valley. So why don't we go ahead and start off by summarizing some of the meteorological events that led to this very special weather event across Deep South Texas.
Thanks very much, Jesse. To really understand the meteorological aspects of this weather event, we need to look back about a week before Christmas. The National Weather Service was looking at a very strong cold front that was moving through Texas and South Texas by about Wednesday prior to Christmas. That cold front really moved quickly through Corpus Christi and on into Deep South Texas and off the lower Texas coast Wednesday afternoon and Wednesday evening. That brought in the first sort of blast of cooler air with very strong north winds. After that cold front moved through, a secondary reinforcing surge of colder Arctic type air began moving through South Texas on Thursday and into early morning Friday. The temperatures on Thursday were in the 30s and 40s, and the overnight temperatures began to stabilize in the upper 30s by Thursday night. So when we hit Friday morning on the day of Christmas Eve, the temperatures were already very cool for this time of year, unseasonably cold, with light rain starting to fall around the valley. And temperatures maintained themselves below 40, but yet still above freezing for most of the day on Friday. And as night began to fall on Christmas Eve, the temperatures dropped below freezing. With all that cold air in place, it was a cold dome of air about 2,000 to 3,000 feet deep. Well, in the upper levels, a Pacific-type storm was moving out of northeast Mexico across the region, which caused the precipitation to fall again after the temperatures dropped below freezing on Christmas Eve. And when that precipitation began falling through the cold layer, we got snow here in the valley. The snow began to fall generally around 10, 11 o'clock on Christmas Eve and persisted all the way through about 4 o'clock in the morning into Christmas Day, leaving behind quite a bit of white precipitation all over the valley. It was very beautiful and was quite a treat for most people in the valley. The National Weather Service office in Brownsville began talking about the potential for freezing temperatures and a winter mix of precipitation as early as Monday, December 20th, nearly 5 days in advance of the storm. The area forecast discussions, or the AFDs, and the hazardous weather outlooks and special weather statements were consistently mentioning the potential for a winter blast in Deep South Texas by Christmas Eve. As the forecast began to unfold, the meteorologists here in Brownsville refined the precipitation forecast to account for a changeover from rain to either sleet or a rain-snow mix, and eventually changing to all snow for the overnight hours between December 24th and 25th. The first warnings went out from the National Weather Service in Brownsville on December 23rd. There was a freeze warning that was issued, and these were later upgraded to winter weather advisories and eventually a winter storm warning. To recap some of the snowfall totals from around the valley, here in Brownsville, Harlingen, San Benito, and La Jolla, we picked up about 1.5 inches of snowfall, generally the accumulation around town. South Padre Island measured 2.5 inches. Port Isabel and Rio Grande City and Sarita measured about 3 to 4 inches. And the big areas that saw larger accumulations, like Hebronville and Corpus Christi, anywhere 4 to 5 inches. And in the upper Texas coast near Victoria and Brazoria, Texas, they picked up nearly 1 foot of snow.
Well, thanks a lot, Kurt. And all in all, the snowfall was greeted with joy and excitement, since it had been almost 110 years since the last measurable snow fell in the city of Brownsville. Numerous spotters and weather watchers and just plain folks stayed alert until the early morning hours, taking photographs and video footage of what was clearly a once-in-a-lifetime event for the area. It wasn't totally without inconvenience. There were widespread power outages across the Rio Grande Valley and also across the border in Mexico. But nonetheless, it was definitely a special weather event for all of us to experience. So this wraps up this video summary of A Christmas to Remember. And please remember that if you want the latest information available about the weather across the Rio Grande Valley, to access our audio briefing available on our website every single day, and also to listen to NOAA Weather Radio broadcasting on several frequencies across Deep South Texas. Once again, this is Warning Coordination Meteorologist Jesse Harrell with the National Weather Service in Brownsville.
And I'm Kurt Van Spybrook, the Science and Operations Officer. Thanks for tuning in and have a great day.